Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive.
Hello.
Today, we're going to get straight into the stories your students are reading in their educational material.
Right.
So let's jump right in with a really incredible story about community aid.
This one is about a high school senior, Jake Prokopetz, in Connecticut.
He has a hot dog cart business, and when there was some uncertainty around federal SNAP benefits, that's the food assistance program,
he stepped up. He ended up giving away over 1,000 free hot dogs.
Just an amazing initiative. And he really focused on kids, right?
Exactly. He recognized that for many kids, school lunch might be their only guaranteed meal. So this is a great prompt to discuss, you know, social entrepreneurship.
How an individual can use their own business to help out.
Right. Especially when bigger government programs might be facing challenges.
Okay. Moving from community to economics, we're seeing the end of an era for American currency.
A big one. The U.S. Mint has made its very last batch of 1 cent coins.
The penny.
Yep, the first time they've stopped making a coin since 1857. And the reason is, well, it's pretty straightforward.
It costs 4 cents to make a single penny.
4 cents! Just think about that. So while you can still use them, retailers are already starting to round prices up or down.
So a good discussion here would be about the economics of making money. Literally.
Yes. And also how we adapt to these small, everyday changes. It's a bigger deal than it seems.
All right. From commerce to biology. And this is fascinating.
It really is. Researchers found that common black garden ants have these incredibly sophisticated ways of fighting disease.
So when a worker ant gets infected with a fungus, it will self-isolate.
But here's where it gets even more interesting. They don't just change their behavior. They change their home.
They become architects.
They do. They physically modify the nest, digging fewer connecting tunnels, making corridors longer, all to protect the queen.
So it's not just social distancing. It's a lesson in engineering and cooperation that we can learn from nature itself.
Exactly. The blueprints for survival are right there.
Okay, let's turn to art with our quote of the day. It comes from the Impressionist painter Claude Monet.
A true giant of art history.
He said, "People discuss my art and pretend to understand as if it were necessary to understand when it's simply necessary to love."
And this was a revolutionary idea at the time. Monet was all about capturing light and color, you know, the feeling of a moment, not a perfect picture.
So his point was that art doesn't need to be analyzed to be valuable.
That's it. It just needs to connect with you emotionally. That's a great conversation starter right there. What makes art good? Is it understanding it or just loving it?
Now for a more concerning story, it's about teen attitudes toward the news media.
Yes, a survey from the News Literacy Project found that 84% of teens have negative views of the news, an alarming number.
And they use words like fake, biased, and sad to describe it.
And this seems to come from some big misconceptions. Many believe journalists do things like pay sources or just make up quotes.
Which experts think stems from an inability to tell the difference between, well, between ethical, standards-based news and, say, an online influencer.
A really vital discussion to have then. How do you evaluate sources in this digital age? And why is a free press so important for a democracy?
Okay, our final story is a major court ruling out of Chicago.
A U.S. District Judge, James Cummings, has ordered the release of hundreds of people who were swept up in recent immigration raids.
And the reason for this?
The judge found the government likely violated what's called a consent decree. It's a court-enforced agreement that requires a warrant or probable cause for an arrest.
And he was pretty clear in his ruling, wasn't he?
Very. He noted these arrests were happening during everyday activities, like school drop-offs, and that most of these people were unlikely to be the worst of the worst.
It's a perfect real-world example of checks and balances in government.
And a great way to discuss the importance of due process and civil liberties for everyone in a community.
So those are the six core stories your students are engaging with today.
We hope these points help you start some deeper conversations.
And as you talk to your students, maybe leave them with this thought. If the penny is no longer economically sustainable, what other familiar things in our daily lives might be next?
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.